Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon after a great weekend at the Masters. Now, I know the Kevin Hur fans in droves are asking, where is their hero? And we've decided that Kevin needed a mental vacation from this show. As hard as that may seem, we have Sarah Bartlett. We're in great shape. But no Kevin Hur this week. Now, later in the week, what we're going to have for you as the week progresses, we're going to bring in Mark Brennan. He'll join us. But Mark is at the Phillies opener today against the Miami Marlins. Cole Hamels on the mound. So we'll have him later in the week. And then also, we'll have Ron Musselman in and Jason Dombach. Those will be the individuals that we will have on the show as the week progresses. And then Friday, we're going to do a Big Ten spring preview for you, as you'll get a chance to hear from all the coaches in the conference about their respective teams. Not bad. Today, it's you and me. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, and this is the day from the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Our thanks to Sunbury Motors at 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. And it's also Monday, which means our show is brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com. Purdy Insurance sponsors every Monday. And again, Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury and online at PurdyInsurance.com. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. The Masters yesterday, Bubba Watson went out, did the job yesterday, and a popular player without question, very popular, never had a golf lesson. Meanwhile, you have Tiger Woods, who changes his swing, oh, I don't know, every other week it seems. And yeah, swing coaches and so forth, and here's a guy, no golf lessons, he wins the Masters. Ironically, Bubba Watson has won four tournaments in his career. Three of the four wins have been in playoffs. How about that? And he, in fact, is 3-1 lifetime in playoffs. The only playoff he ever lost, ironically, was the PGA Championship when Martin Keimer beat him. And more people remember about the fact that Dustin Johnson was disqualified. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. The Phillies are off to a rather rough start. And we'd like to get your thoughts on what has happened so far with the Phillies, because I know that there's has to be concern about the offense that the Phillies have put forward so far, or the lack thereof. And that's a big issue. You wonder what the offense was going to be like without Ryan Howard, what the offense was going to be like without Chase Utley. They're 28th in the league in runs scored in the opening of the day. And the box score so far is emblematic of a team that is struggling at the plate. They only have 6 hits, though, far in the game. They did score 2 in the bottom of the 7th, at least finally break through and get on the board. But Anibal Sanchez, who's really been good, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, 6 hits, 2 runs he's given up. He's thrown 95 pitches. They're only going to be maybe one bridge inning for them to get to the bullpen, or to get to the closer. Hamels gave up 3 runs on, or 4 runs on 8 hits in 5 1/3. And Infante homered off of him. And that's been the issue. They've pounded out 9 hits so far. Reyes has 2 hits. Bonifacio has a couple of hits. Hanley Ramirez has a hit. He scored a run, knocked in a run. Nothing. Jimmy Rollins, 2 hits. Hunter Pence has a hit. Shane Victorino has a hit. John Mayberry has a hit. Freddie Galvis has a hit. That's what they have. Still trying to produce something here in the inning. Our number 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Looking forward to hearing from you as we plow through this Monday afternoon, the day after the Masters. A weekend where the Stanley Cup playoffs were set. The Flyers are going to play the Pittsburgh Penguins in what should be a great series between the two. That'll start on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. Where the NBA had a Carmelo moment yesterday where Carmelo Anthony scored 43 points and the Knicks won. And where the Phillies are off to a ragged start, the first time the Phillies have been under 500 in a season, even though it's just 1-2, but first time since April 24th, 2009, when they were 7-8. The bounty program by the Saints, their appeal being denied. I mean, there's a lot of news going on today. And is it too early for Philly panic? One of them is that you must be able to get good, solid starts, and then the key is the bridge between what you have from your starter to your closer. Yesterday was a perfect example. Phillies are paying the Pirates yesterday. Vance Worley gives them a great start, goes 6 innings, gives up just 1 run on 5 hits. The 1 run was a home run by Pedro Alvarez. Inexplicably, Charlie Manuel pinch hits for him. Why? Guy's giving you a quality start. He's giving up 1 run. And what he did was he exposed the underbelly of his bullpen. It wasn't pretty. And the Pirates jumped all over that. It's those bridge innings. They gave you 6. You try to close the gap between the number of innings you have to go to your bullpen before you get to your closer. And they never got to their closer. They never got to Jonathan Papelbon yesterday. And they're not going to today. And that is going to be a big issue. That's going to be a big issue if they can't get longer starts. And early in the season, you're not going to get longer starts. You're just not going to. And this is going to be an issue for the Phillies where they're going to have to get longer starts because they're obviously, right now, not going to produce runs. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And Penn State football, 6 practices in, back to work today. And they'll go 4 times this week. They'll go today, they'll go Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So they'll be from 6 to 10 practices in a week. It's a big week for them, too. 6 practices in the book. Bill O'Brien, when it came to the coaches' clinic, did the clinic on that Friday, and then they practiced that Saturday, so they didn't go 4 times the opening week. Last week, they went Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but did not go Saturday because of the Easter Passover weekend. So they'll go today, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And whatever questions you have about Penn State football, we'll take right now. At 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. He has put a lot in. He's put a lot in. This has not been nursemaiding this team slowly but surely, as you, I'll put it a little bit here and a little bit there. They have put a lot in a short period of time, and he knows it. Has the defense been ahead of the offense? Yes. Is that okay? Yes. Because eventually then the offense will start to settle down once they have a complete handle on everything involved in it and all the reads involved in it. So whatever questions you have about maybe a particular player, how a player is doing at this point, or what is happening on that practice field, we can talk about that at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. That's the number. 1-800-795-9565. Brought to you today by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. Here from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sir Bartlow will have the news at the bottom of the hour. Between now and then, we talk. Well, Watson won the Masters yesterday. What makes the Masters different than any other golf tournament is the course itself. You look at the U.S. Open, they want par, even par, to be the winning score if at all possible. They want it to be an incredible, you know, a true test of accuracy in golf. That's why narrow fairway. You look at the shot Bubba Watson hit yesterday on the 10th hole, which is what's the second playoff hole. In the U.S. Open, he doesn't make that shot. He would have been deeply buried in rough to the point where there's no way he could have been able to get out of golf jail. But Augusta National will put you in golf jail with a poor shot, but they do leave a window of opportunity open for the spectacular, the way the course plays out. And yesterday we saw a perfect example of that, Bubba Watson and what he did. Because he was buried, and if he's in the U.S. Open, that's not going to happen. He's not going to be able to make that shot. But because of Augusta National, they keep the door open to making that shot. You get the spectacular. And also the ability of Augusta National to score. Very important. There's the ability at Augusta National to score. That's why I ended up 10 under par for two players yesterday. And I think fans enjoy the fact that you have opportunities to be penalized for poor shots, hitting the ball in a raised creek, hitting the ball into the pine straw, something. But also that you have the ability at some point to score. And on that course, there are areas where you can score. 12, 13, you can definitely score. 15, you can definitely score. The two par fives right there. 14, the door's open. Nice, easy drive there for a pro. And then, of course, there's the drama in the theater of 17 and 18. And 16 has its own special drama where if you're sitting there and you can watch the 15th green and you can also watch 16 in front of you. And 16 with the par 3 over the lake and with the pin placement on Sunday at the bottom where you can draw a ball to that area makes it incredible theater. And because it's incredible theater, you get some great moments. The ability to score. Right? Yesterday, Bubba Watson was able to score. He was able to win his way back to the front. It wasn't a case, for example, in the U.S. Open where you go back to the field, you're able to make some plays and win. And that is the glory of Augusta National. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Your calls as we continue with the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
Live from Progressive. Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
So, you think all notary services are the same? Here's the info on the super notary service, Wetzel Notary Service. Okay, well, if they're not superheroes, they are unlike any other notary service out there. They're bonded through title transfers, on and off-site mortgage closing documents, off-site nursing home visits, handle registration renewals, ATV, boats, and snowmobile tags, birth certificates, and rush and fax service available. Wetzel Notary Service, 432 Mill Street, Danville, across from Hawkins Chevrolet parking lot. Now open. Unique treasures next door.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Not exactly the greatest weekend for Tiger Woods. I had asked the question last week at 1-800-795-9565. If Woods is in contention, do you root for him or root against him? And we have 57% say they rooted for him and 43% said they rooted against him. Well, there was never any time to root for or against him last week. He shot himself out of it. He just never got anything going. Tiger Woods used to play golf, and I mean used to play golf, the way Willie Moscone played pool. Willie Moscone was one of the greatest pool billiards players of all time, and Willie Moscone never took a shot on a billiard table, on a pool table, to take that shot, unless it was the final shot. He always shot in such a way where he was setting up the next shot. He wanted the cue ball to be in a certain location at a certain angle for the next shot that he wanted to take. So he was always playing a shot ahead. Tiger Woods always played golf ahead. Always. Sometimes two shots ahead. He knew with his length and his game that he was going to get it to a general vicinity, which would then set up the next one, which would then set up the next one. And that's how he played. He played one, sometimes two shots ahead. He doesn't play that way any longer. He now plays the shot he's making. The shot he's taking at that moment is the shot he's taking. He's not thinking ahead because he doesn't know where the ball's going. Confidence is shot right now. And he really, I mean, he's been a contender. He's been in the neighborhood, and he's won the one tournament, which he did a little more than 2 weeks ago. But that's been it. You can tell when he takes shots, he's not sure when he swings the club what's going to happen. And his putter has not been great. And he's not playing the same way he did a few years ago, because when he played a few years ago, the confidence was so supreme that he was always playing one to two shots ahead all the time. that as he was taking that shot, particular shot, he was thinking about my approach coming in from this angle is going to be. That's how he'd play the game. You know, when he was step up to make the next shot, he's already thinking, okay, I'll be below the hole about maybe 10, 15 feet. That's where I'm going to try and make the putt from. That's the contour of the green. I want to make sure I've got it over there. And he was always thinking about the next shot. He played golf the way Willie Moscone played pool, with the idea that the cue ball, or in this case the golf ball, was going to end up in a spot so he could execute the next shot. Now he's just taking shots. He is now taking a club out of the bag and he's hitting the ball. And then he's reacting to what he ends up with. When he was playing at his highest level, he had a great idea already where the ball was going to end up. And he had a great idea already exactly what part of the green he wanted to approach to and from what angle. Now he's reacting. He'll hit the ball, and he'll say, okay, now what do I have to do now? Oh, boy, I'm going to need a wedge here, and I got to clear that. Well, okay. He is now, instead of attacking the golf course and managing the golf course, he is now reacting to the golf course, and you can see it. It's dramatic, and it's interesting that a guy that never had a golf lesson won the Masters. This guy's changing his swing left and right. I'm telling you right now, there are moments in life where you can think too much, and this is one of the moments where you can think too much. Practice, okay, Monday through Wednesday in a football practice field, that's where all the thinking's done. Thursday, you should have it down. Saturday, you play it. You shouldn't have to be thinking your way through the game and how you're playing it. Basketball, same thing. You play on a Wednesday night, all the thinking's done Monday and Tuesday. By the time you get to Wednesday and you get to shoot around, you should be in the groove and you should feel pretty good about things. And you shouldn't have to think your way through it because it already should be natural to you. You can just see by the look on his face and the way he's playing, Tiger Woods is thinking through every single shot now. He's not thinking ahead. He's reacting to the problem placed in front of him at the moment. And I think that's what we're seeing from him at this point. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour. We'll update you on the Phillies right after that. Take your calls. Today, our show brought to you by Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury and online at purdyinsurance.com. Looking forward to your calls after Sarah and the news on WKOK.
Your information source 7 days a week. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Now, as people have listened to the show for the last few months, have probably wondered if I had driven Kevin to a sanitarium or not. That's not so. He's having the time of his life on this show. I told him to say that. And he claims he is. But we're not sure. So, our number is 1-800-795-9565. Let's get everybody up to date on the Phillies and what they're doing today in the home opener that is taking place at Citizens Bank Park today after that 1-2 start over the weekend. It's getting worse. The Marlins now lead at 6-2, and that has moved to the top half of the ninth inning. And once again, the inability of the Phillies to produce. They have 6 hits in the game. They've been out hit 11-6. And guess what? The Phillies had to bring in Jonathan Papelbon in the ninth inning to give him work. He hasn't been getting any work, and he actually gave up a run in the ninth inning. But he hasn't been getting any work, so they had to bring him in. And Freddie Galvis has knocked in a run. In fact, he's knocked in a pair of runs with a double. That's been it. They can't generate anything. They have 6 hits and 1 extra base hit, the double by Galvis. That's it. It's Galvis' first hit of the year, too. But Juan Pierre is hitting .222. Polanco's hitting .154. Rollins is hitting .250. Hunter Pence is hitting .267. Gallows is hitting 077. Ty Wigginton, Kevin's favorite guy, is hitting 111 so far. 111. Now, the guys that have hit so far, Carlos Ruiz is hitting 444. John Mayberry is hitting 273 to this point. And Shane Victorino is hitting 333. But that's been it. That's all they've been able to generate so far. And Austin Kearns is homered in the ninth inning, and now it's 6-2. The Marlins lead it over the Phillies. And the Marlins aren't off to a great start either. They're 1-3 so far. I mean, that's where they stand. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. What has disappointed you about the Phillies' start? Like to hear from you about that. And what do you think they should do about it? You can't do anything, obviously, about Ryan Howard. You can't do anything about Chase Utley, but is there something else they should be doing at this point? I'll tell you right now, pinch hitting Lance Nix for Vance Worley yesterday wasn't one that was able to light me up watching that. Guy had given up one run on five hits through six innings, and you're yanking him out of there? Kind of squeezed out one more out of that one. And once again, one of the key parts of the game, that bridge area, bridging it between your starter and your closer. And the Phillies yesterday against the Pirates did not have that effective bridge. They just didn't have it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. But the Phillies so far have not had the offense. It just hasn't been there. Now, is it an early season slump or is it worse? My worry, if I'm a Phillies fan, I think this is worse than you thought it was going to be. And you know Rollins, Pence, and Victorino can all hit. But where else are you going to get anything from? Yeah, that's three out of six guys. And that is a big issue right now. Big issue. And today has not been the day. And it's 6-2, and again, only six hits again so far. The Phillies were 28th in offense and 29th so far this season in slugging percentage. And today, six hits, they have one double. Baylor's going to be facing possible NCAA sanctions, men's and women's basketball. Here we go on that one. The men's and women's basketball programs at Baylor facing possible NCAA sanctions following an investigation that uncovered more than 1,200 impermissible phone calls and text messages during a 29-month span. Men's coach Scott Drew, women's coach Kim Mulkey, and their assistants were involved in the phone calls and texts. They received a copy, ESPN.com, as of the summary disposition, which was produced by the NCAA Enforcement Committee in Baylor. Baylor has already self-imposed a number of penalties as a result of the NCAA enforcement staff's probe, which began in 2008 with the recruitment of Brittany Griner. The NCAA Enforcement Committee sent a summary of findings to Baylor in October, and the Committee on Infractions could announce as early as this week whether additional penalties will be levied. There will be. Calls to Baylor this afternoon were not returned. The 66-page report documented a handful of secondary violations against a number of the school's programs, but it focused on the phone calls and texts. The NCAA enforcement staff labeled the improprieties as major violations, mainly because of the frequency with which they occurred. Now remember, this is what got Indiana in trouble with Kelvin Sampson. Combined, the men's and women's basketball program sent 738 text messages and 528 extra calls over a span of 2.5 years. The probe also determined that the former men's assistant, Mark Moorfield, committed a major violation when he attempted to influence two AAU coaches to furnish the NCAA with false and misleading information regarding a series of text messages. Moorfield resigned in July of last year. The report concluded that Drew, the head coach Scott Drew, demonstrated a failure to monitor the activities of two of his assistant coaches, and there was also an overall failure to monitor by the institution, which found 405 additional impermissible calls and text messages from 9 different sports, ranging from football to the equestrian program. I wouldn't want my equestrian program placed on probation. Does anybody care? From January to July 2011, men's assistant coach Paul Mills and Jerome Tang were also named in the report, along with women's basketball assistant Damian McKinney. According to the report, all of the coaches, including Drew and Mulkey, have acknowledged their involvement in the respective findings and are at risk for a show clause penalty, which means any penalties will remain on record regardless of where the coach, where they coach. Schools wishing to hire would then have to show cause as to why they should not inherit the penalties. So, in other words, if Baylor were to let go of Scott Drew and say LaSalle wanted to hire him, LaSalle would have to, and there's baggage that goes with him in terms of penalties, personal penalties. Say, for example, they suspended him for 25 games. Throw a number. That 25-game penalty would go to the next school he'd go to. Now, Scott Drew is not going to be let go, but still. It appears unlikely that Drew or Mulkey would be slapped with a... However, considering the most of the impermissible calls were made by the assistant, it does appear unlikely that Drew or Mulkey would be slapped with a show cause penalty. Mulkey, whose 2011-2012 team went 40-0 and won the NCAA title, will be prohibited from recruiting off campus for the entire summer recruiting period from July 1st to the 31st. That, by the way, is the critical month of recruiting in basketball. McKinney has not been allowed to make any recruiting calls to prospective student-athletes since January 1st. That ban will be lifted on May 1st. Baylor's women's basketball program lost 2 of its 15 scholarships. That doesn't matter either. I mean, that's completely hollow. Because in women's basketball, you have men on the practice team. Most women's programs do not carry 15 scholarship players. Men's programs have 13 players. Women have 15. That's fine. Except the men need all 13. That's their practice team. The women don't need. You see, a lot of women's programs have anywhere from 9 to 12 players on it because they have men that practice against them. This is the upper echelon programs. They have men that practice against them. They don't need the extra players. So there's no need to carry them. So Baylor women's basketball going from 2 to 15 from 15 to 13 scholarships, whoop-de-doo. That's a slap. Now the men's program lost one scholarship for 2012 and 2013. That gets them down to 12. That's important. And the next thing is the Drew and Tang were prohibited from making any recruiting calls from January 1st to February 29th of this year. The maximum number of official visits allowed to the men's basketball program is reduced from 12 to 7. A prominent women's basketball source told Andy Katz of ESPN that taking Mulkey off the road recruiting this summer is not a big deal since assistants do most of the legwork. It's more symbolic than anything else. And it's the stigma that's worse since they got caught. The NCAA in infractions could accept Baylor's penalties and close the case, or tack on additional penalties such as further reduction of scholarships or the suspension of Drew and or Mulkey for a certain number of games next season. Remember, Jim Calhoun was suspended for 3 games this year, 3 Big East games by the NCAA. In one such case, then-Indiana coach Kelvin Sampson was prohibited from calling recruits and making off-campus visits for a year for making 577 impermissible phone calls when he was the Oklahoma coach. He then continued it, by the way, at Indiana. The NCAA's probe of Baylor began in October 2008 when Women's Basketball Player of the Year Bethany Griner, then a high school senior, and her father Ray reported information concerning their contacts with members of the women's basketball staff that were potentially impermissible. Griner and her father provided the information during an interview with the NCAA enforcement staff in conjunction with the NCAA Top Prospect Program. The now defunct program required staff members to interview top high school girls and boys basketball and football players in the nation. 2 months later, during an interview with the men's high school standout Sean Williams Jr., it was reported that members of the Baylor men's basketball staff had contacted Williams and his father beyond the permissible number of calls. The player signed, by the way, with Texas and then later transferred to SMU. As a result of those interviews, the NCAA requested a variety of information from Baylor, including telephone records of the men's and women's basketball staffs. Subsequently, potential violations involving impermissible calls and texts were identified. Most of the impermissible calls and texts were made by the men's staff in 2007 and 8, right about the time, and of course in 9, they played Penn State in the NIT championship game. According to the report, Drew told enforcement officials that most of the errors occurred either because of poor communication between him and his assistants regarding the calls had been made during a certain week or day because of the failure to keep a log of those calls. Hold on a second here. There are how many of these? 1,200. That's bad logging. Unbelievable. All right. Meanwhile, also an issue was Baylor's use of Teleflip, a conversation software program that enables someone to send an email from their phone to the cell phone of a prospect coach or parent. Baylor's coaches said a former Baylor compliance officer provided erroneous information that those messages did not count as texts. Although most of the impermissible contact was made in 7 and 8, the report also indicated similar calls and texts were sent by Moorfield in July 2010. Moorfield sent the text to non-scholastic coaches, summer league coaches, AAU, during a time period when contact was prohibited. Moorfield said he didn't realize the texts were impermissible. The report also indicated that in 2007, 4 men associated with recruiting services were paid between $200 and $500 to cover Drew's elite camp, where they were charged with selecting the camp's all-star team and evaluating each prospect. The practice violated NCAA rules, and the failure of Baylor's compliance office to monitor the camp was noted in the report. Baylor punished itself by canceling the elite men's basketball camp at 8, 9, 10, and 11. Impermissible contact between Kim Mulkey and Bethany Griner is among the secondary violations detailed in the report. During Baylor's 2007 Women's Basketball Elite Camp, members of the coaching staff spoke with the Griners about the basketball program, academic requirements, and the school in general, both before and after the camp, a violation of NCAA rules. Also during the spring and summer of 2008, Kim Mulkey had impermissible contact with Griner's father, who was the coach and parent, when the coach and parent sat by one another at various AAU games and discussed what Brittany's experience would be like at Baylor. Brittany Griner played on the same AAU squad as Mulkey's daughter, Mackenzie Robertson. Brittany Griner and Robertson are currently teammates at Baylor. The NCAA Enforcement Committee's report on Baylor and the possibility of further penalties comes in the midst of what arguably is the greatest period in the school's athletic history. The football team went 10-3, capped off by Robert Griffin III winning the Heisman Trophy. Great win in the Alamo Bowl. The men's basketball team won a school record 30 games and reached the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. And the Wooden Award winner, Bethany Griner, led the way, and the Lady Bears became the first men's or women's team in history to go 40-0. The combined 80 wins among the football, men's, and women's basketball teams is a record in the NCAA. And now this. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more after this.
Gas prices too high this summer? Bring them down during the Drive for Less event at your Quality Plus Ford store. Save big this summer on the full line of fuel-efficient Ford cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. Drive for less in a new Ford Escape with an unbelievable 28 miles per gallon. And right now, you can drive an Escape with no money down, pay no interest for 5 years, plus get up to $1,000 cash back, or lease one for just $159 a month for 24 months. Plus, you can drive an Escape up to 437 miles on one tank of gas. Or choose a new Ford Fusion and get an incredible 33 miles per gallon. And go over 700 miles on a single tank of gas. And for a limited time, put no money down. Pay no interest for 5 years, plus get up to $1,000 cash back. Or lease for $159 a month for 24 months. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-NEXT-FORD. The Drive for Less event is happening now, so get to your Quality Plus Ford store today.
Hospitals transform lives and communities. I'm Dr. Glenn Steele, President and CEO of Geisinger Health System, with a continuing discussion on improving health care. When we talk about hospitals, we usually talk about access to health care. We should also be talking about jobs. In most communities, hospitals are the largest employer. Take Geisinger, for example. In the past decade, Geisinger has added more than 6,000 employees. In fact, more than 14,000 people work in our hospitals, clinics, health plan, labs, pharmacies, and offices, and they all have a steady income and good health benefits. Add to that the additional dollars they spend in grocery stores, retail shops, and restaurants, and the economic impact is huge. In this era of high unemployment, foreclosures, and business failures, it's important to note that advances in healthcare and the facilities that support them can also build the economy. A healthier America is within reach. For Geisinger Health System, I'm Dr. Glenn Steele.
Sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
One thing we didn't talk about last week, and it kind of came up again today as I was
your
looking.
Your Rays?
Through, well, that's not going to come up. I can tell you that. Say, and I know we're not going to talk about that.
Hey, right now, suddenly out of nowhere, you feel like you're in the desert, don't you?
Be part of the Steve Jones Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When she came to our house, she came as a member of our family.
There's a world out there that we know nothing about, and this child will be a little small piece of that world that you will know forever.
They settle in and become part of the family. It's everlasting.
I love her. She's my daughter.
Become a host parent to an international high school exchange student and change your world. Say yes to AFS and the Youth Exchange and Study Program. Visit us at afsusa.org.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Top of the hour, CBS News, followed by Sarah Bartlett. And the phone lines are open. Our show being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. Later in the week, Mark Brennan from Fight On State. Ron Musselman, formerly, by the way, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, now with statecollege.com. And Jason Dombach will join us later in the week. And looking forward down the road to Friday, when we'll have a preview and hear from all the other coaches in the Big Ten on how their spring practice is going. Obviously, if you'd like to jump in and ask some questions about how this spring practice is going for the Nittany Lions, I'll answer your question. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 if you want to get an update on how things are going. Practice number 7 is today for the Nittany Lions. They are right now scheduled to go 4 times this week. Today, Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday. There's 6 practices in so far. You're allowed 15 in a 34-day span. And the blue-white game is going to be a week from Saturday at Beaver Stadium at 2 o'clock. Admission's free. And also, parking will be free for the game. They'll have the carnival on Friday night like they always do, Saturday before the game. There'll be an autograph session before the game. You'll be able to hear the game right here on WKOK. We'll reel Jack Ham in as well, get his thoughts on what's going on. And Bill O'Brien will coach the blue-white game from the sideline. He'll be calling the plays for both teams. And Ted Roof will be on the sideline calling the defenses for both teams. And whether they go as far as to, and I'm waiting to hear about this part, whether they'll take the assistant coaches and put them in their game day spots remains to be seen. For the blue-white game in the past, of course, Joe was up in the booth with me, and the nine assistant coaches were on the field. And with the grad assistants and so forth, they had all the duties divided up. I don't know whether Bill is going to put, for example, and I'll just give you an example. Say, for example, Charlie Fisher. Let's just use him as an example. Let's say game day, Bill has decided to put Charlie in the booth. Let's say that's what he wants to do. Well, my question will be, will he put him in the booth for this? No, it's use this as a dry run as to how they want to set up their sideline and booth. As an example. By the way, Charles, talking to Charlie Fisher, I think it was after Friday's practice. And Charlie, of course, is from our area, right? And we're going to get Charlie on the show. I've already talked to him about it. I said, look, but we're not going to do it until after spring practice is over. Because right now there is so much work that they have to do. And at some point or another, I am going to sit down with each one of the nine assistant coaches and then Craig Fitzgerald, the strength and conditioning coach, and do an interview with them, and we're going to have them for you here on the show. So you get a chance to know everybody. But that includes Ron Vanderlinden and Larry Johnson Sr. And the reason I want to also get them into the mix is obviously they have had to now work their way into a system, even though they may be familiar to you, the fan, to give you an opportunity to hear them and how they feel about their position. But I want to sit down with each of them, Charlie included, and give everybody almost like a get-to-know-you set of interviews with the assistant coaches. But I don't want to do it until after spring practice is over, and I don't want to do it until they have that 5 to 10 minutes each where they can carve it out, and that way we can have a meaningful conversation with them and not run through it in such a way. We have time between now and when the season gets started to do these things, and we're going to do it. Because I think it's important for everybody to get to meet and know, for example, Charles London, the running back coach. Get to meet and know Craig Fitzgerald, the strength and conditioning coach. Get everybody in our area reacquainted with Charlie Fisher, who's had such a great run in his career, including Vanderbilt. And is just one of the great guys. I cannot say enough, as a teacher, but also as a guy, he's just one of the great guys to talk with. Sarah's coming up at the top of the hour following CBS News, and then we'll open up the phone lines at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We look forward to talking with you after the top of the hour on WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.